Phone lines are open. The Blue Jays talk is upon us at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell and long distance 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays fall behind 5-0. Rally to tie it up. But the bullpen finally breaks. And the relief corps that has been so outstanding all season long gives up a couple of runs in the seventh inning, and the Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 7-5. The Blue Jays are now one game under 500 overall, also one game under 500 against the Red Sox, Rays, and Orioles this season. This was a tough one, but great to see the fight in the Blue Jays to come back after they got down 5-0. But the truth of the matter is, you need more from your starting pitching. And this is reminiscent of what we saw early in the season. Starting pitchers not being able to get deep in games, never mind. Chien-Ming Wong didn't make it out of the second last night. Josh Johnson didn't make it out of the fourth tonight. The Blue Jays have had really good starting pitching over the last 6 weeks, and they need that to kick back into gear. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, and long distance 1-888-666-0590. Benjamin is in Thornhill. You're going to lead things off tonight on the Blue Jays talk.
Oh, hey, Mike. I just want to say, first of all, like I always say, I'm a big fan of yours, but I won't take up much of the phone conversation with that stuff because I have a lot I want to say. The first thing I want to say is we're often talk often on the Jays talk, so let's listen to it every night before I go to bed. It's very entertaining. But often the thing that strikes me and seems to strike you is that people care more about the loss than the win.
I think they're more much more upset by the losses.
That's exactly what I want to say. So the thing is that the reason why is because I was actually just studying in my economics textbook, and it's actually an economics principle, an economics theory, that people are much more sensitive to losing a dollar than, for example, in a stock, people hate losing money more than they make money. So the utility for losing a dollar is much higher than gaining a dollar. So I think that's
I remember that too from economics class.
So that's just one quick thing there. And a second reason why I think people get so mad is because in every other sport, there's certain expectations. You know, for LeBron James, you expect a certain performance. You know, for a superstar in hockey, Sidney Crosby, or whatever, you expect a certain performance. But with baseball, it's such a game of luck. Not necessarily just where the ball goes, ball placement, all this, but just in terms of the amount, how bad hitters can get hot, with small sample sizes, good hitters can get cold. Like Jose Bautista, for example, how he can get, you know, really, I'm not saying it's in this particular case, I don't know for how many at-bats it is, but how he can really go cold for a month or 100 at-bats. And, you know, then just get really hot. And the thing is that people see this, and there's so much people care about every win. They want to win every single game or, you know, the vast majority of games, but they're just not seeing it. And, you know, and you can't do anything about it because baseball, again, is just such a game of luck. You know, a bad pitcher can throw, you know, a pitch right over the plate, and it can just be grounded out or a pop-up or a fly-out. And I think that's a really frustrating thing. But there are two that's just my introductory thing. There's two last things I want to say. I know you have other callers. The thing is that I'm really not a fan of JP Arrieta, and I know a lot of people call. They give him a hard time, and a lot of it is not warranted because, in reality, he's not the team's best hitter. He's not the team's best player. And if everybody else was doing what they should, the focus wouldn't really be on him so much, the limelight. So the thing is that I think he's been quite good the last 10, 11 games, 12 games, whatever, close to a .300 batting average. But the thing is, if you look at the big picture, in his last 170 bats, he's got an OPS of about 610, 608, 612, 610. Typically for bat catchers, the way I understand it is that you either have a defensive catcher who can't hit usually, or alternatively, you have a catcher kind of like Mike Napoli, who's not really a catcher per se, great catcher, but he's got the bat. And I think that's the thing with J.P. Arrieta, you know, he's not a bad defender, but to me, I think he's borderline average, probably below average defender. And with the bat, he's got a very poor strike zone. very poor strike zone when he's at bat, and he'll swing at pitches often out of the zone. And it gets magnified in a game like today where he's in those high-leverage situations and grounds out into double plays in high-leverage situations, or he swings at a pitch really out of the zone that I noticed in his third at-bat, I think, second or third at-bat. And the last thing I want to say just before I go is it's not the bullpen's fault, and that if you look at Josh Johnson's numbers, he's really had poor performances against the AL East. Josh Johnson has not performed the way he really has been expected to anywhere close. Since he's come back from his return, he's had two good starts. He's had two, I would say, poor, mediocre starts, and he's had this one really bad start here. And I liked a lot of Alex Anthopoulos' moves, but he had so much, you know, to work on this offseason that, to me, it was really hard to hit on each one of his moves.
Okay, Benjamin, thank you. I can't address all those points. There were way too many of them. I don't necessarily agree with all of them, but I'm going to let it go because we got other people to get to, and now almost no time. Jay in Kingston, welcome to the Blue Jays Talk. Hello, Jay.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, I am. Yeah, Mike, I just the thing that's really frustrating me here right now is, like, Bautista has been really struggling in June, and, you know, not to get on Jose here, but, like, we got to do something with this because, like, he's becoming an easy out in this lineup, and I think it's affecting a lot of things. And secondly,
what do you mean it's affecting a lot of things? Because he was a pretty easy out when they were winning 11 games in a row.
Yeah, but, you know, no. I mean, you can't expect, you know, Jose to have a mediocre year and expect all those other guys like, you know, Meister, Stewart, and these guys to carry the team. Like, he's an integral part of this team. And
sure, he is,
I mean,
yeah.
What's he batting in June, like 185 or something like that?
It's,
I mean,
not pretty, whatever it is. It's pretty,
you know,
ugly.
I mean, he has to eventually pick it up, and I hope he does, and I'm pretty sure he will.
No reason to believe he won't.
I mean, Jorge Posada, he was a revered Yankee, and I'll never forget that day when Joe Girardi, when basically his career was over, and he put him, I don't know, was eighth or ninth in the lineup, and I mean, there was a huge thing in New York there when that thing happens, and
yep.
I just think, you know, like, Toronto, we're just too soft. Like, I mean, if Jose Bautista is batting like this in New York or Boston, I'm telling you right now, like, there's no way that they're going to continue letting this guy bat second. Like, it's
you're
just,
incorrect. You're incorrect.
No, it's
true. You're wrong. I mean, and it's been borne out over the course. Look, you cannot pull the plug on a guy after three bad weeks. A guy who's been the best hitter on your team for 3 years, and been one of the best hitters in the major leagues, and we've talked about this many times. Yes, he's in a slump. He's having a horrible time. And right now, he's not even walking, which is something that usually keeps him at least getting on base when he's not hitting. But you can't,
Mike, but
you can't be that reactionary.
The best hitter on this team in terms of hitting home runs? Or
he has
average?
Been one of the best hitters in the... He should have won the MVP 2 years in a row in 2010, 2011. Last year he got hurt and he missed half the season, but otherwise he was on pace to have another great year. I'm sorry, Jay, and I got other people to get to. You don't pull the plug on a guy that quick. He's having a terrible month. He's had terrible months before in great years. Carlos in Richmond Hill, you're next on the Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, Mike. A couple of quick questions. Remember, years back, the Yankees would have a no facial hair policy. It looks like the Red Sox have a mandatory facial hair policy the way their hitters are looking.
A lot of guys are into these big beards, and, man, this trend, I hope, does not last much longer. It is ugly.
The question I had, a couple rough days for the outfield defense, but, I mean, that is what it is. The question I had, I know we've had the best bullpen in the majors probably all season. Yesterday was watching the game with a bunch of friends, and when it was 7-0 in the second inning, and none of us really liked using Cecil and Perez and Loop in a game like that, do you think we're missing, like, a long mop-up man that can just pitch 5 innings in a blowout? Like, I didn't like using all those arms.
No, I think that's Perez. I think Perez is the guy who goes 2-3 innings, and McGowan is a guy who goes 2-3 innings. You don't want to use them in the same game because you might need another one the next day. But Cecil hadn't pitched in a while. Delabar hadn't pitched in a while, so they needed some work, which is why they pitched yesterday and why Casey Jansen pitched tonight, because he hadn't pitched in 5 days, so he needed some work. But tomorrow, if Esmiel Rogers goes out early, it'll be Dustin McGowan.
Yeah, and is McGowan that guy? Because most teams will have a guy who just goes five innings, whether he gets hit, where they've given up on the
game. But most of those guys are terrible, and the Blue Jays don't have a terrible pitcher in their bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, but a guy like that serves a purpose on certain teams, because like in a 7-0 game, if you had a guy yesterday go five innings, even if he gives up five runs, it's still...
Then you don't get the chance to come back, and the Blue Jays had the tying run on in the eighth inning. When you have an eight-man bullpen, you can afford to do that kind of stuff. And with the starting rotation that the Blue Jays apparently have, you shouldn't need a mop-up guy too often, because you shouldn't get these blow-up starts too often. But I'll always take a good pitcher over some crappy guy that I'm going to use once every 3 weeks when the starter goes out in the second, who's going to give up eight runs over six innings and just eat up the innings. I mean, if you got an eight-man bullpen, you might as well use it.
A little bit of pressure on Rogers to give us at least five tomorrow, and I hope he does.
I hope he gives them at least seven. That's what they should be counting on from these starting pitchers every night. Thank you for the call. Appreciate all the calls. Apologies to those of you to whom we could not get, but we will get the opportunity to Blue Jays talk it up again tomorrow, weather permitting. But you know what? These first two games were supposed to be in jeopardy because of the weather, and it was not a factor at all, unfortunately, for the Blue Jays, who lose them 7-4 and 7-5. We will take a look at what else is going on and get you set up for tomorrow as we continue. It's the Honda Postgame Show on the Home Hardware Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here at Fenway Park, Blue Jays lose it 7-5 to the Boston Red Sox. I'll be back at it tomorrow in the late afternoon. Let's take a look at what else happened around the major leagues today. The New York Yankees fell 4-3 to the Baltimore Orioles. Nate McLouth broke the 3-3 tie with a homer in the bottom of the seventh. Manny Machado had a two-run double, and Kevin Gausman got his first major league win in relief. The Detroit Tigers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-3. Max Scherzer is 12-0. To start the season. Cleveland Indians lead the Chicago White Sox 4-1 in the top of the second. Second game of a doubleheader, the Indians won the opener 19-10. Angels lead the Astros 2-1. That one's in the bottom of the eighth. Royals over the Twins 9-3. That one's in the top of the eighth. Interleague, Texas over the Reds 4-0, trying to close it out in the top of the ninth. Oakland leads St. Louis 5-0 in the bottom of the second. We are back at it here in Boston tomorrow afternoon. We're on the air at 3:30 p.m. Eastern for a 4:05 first pitch. Esmiel Rogers against Felix DuBrunt. The Blue Jays need a couple of wins to salvage the split. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Jack Morris, Tom Young, Derek Brandeo, and Gord Brunt, I'm Mike Wilner. Good night from Boston.